I'm George Walker. Cardinal Stage Company presents Jen Silverman's The Roommate in the Ivy Tech John Waldron Arts Center's Rose Fire Bay through February 22nd in a production directed by Daniela Wheelock. Sharon Adrian Curry, a guest artist from Chicago, is a dowdy divorced Iowa housewife. She goes grocery shopping on Thursdays, meets with a book club on some other day. We don't know it, but after a lifetime of don'ts, Sharon is ready to explode into the do's. Robin, Bloomington veteran Constance Macy, is a more put-together, divorced New Yorker looking for the relaxation of the Midwest. Robin doesn't know it, but she's going to supply the cues and the fuel for Sharon's do's. Sharon's life has been a series of these don'ts. First, they came from her mother. Later, they came from her husband. Currently, they're coming from the artistic son who may love her but doesn't like her very much. She's pretty much sitting on a pile of negatives. Robin, too, has issues with her offspring. Daughter Amanda is now temping at a law firm. The girl who was a whiz at stealing cars and paid her way through college growing and selling weed now wants to be exclusively in the Lily White present. The roommate plays for about 90 minutes, and things happen fast. As Sharon digs more deeply into Robin's criminal past, she's inspired, indeed more than inspired. A French accent and a story that goes way beyond Robin's suggestion nets her the credit card numbers of an unsuspecting acquaintance. An internet date and a bit of fumbling lead to the acquisition of the man's cigarettes, his lighter, and even his watch. A bit of weed and a dance lead to her kissing Robin. The transformation of Sharon is more than Robin can handle, and she leaves. There's a final phone call as the two seek a shaky connection. But as Sharon smashes Robin's crude attempts at pottery, there's a discovery that may lead her even more deeply into the undreamed-of do's. From the local Iowa radio station in the background, through the carefully chosen rock numbers that separate the scenes, Andrew Hobson's sound design works well. Aaron Hutto's lighting punctuates the drama. Christopher Simonton's costumes were nicely varied and especially dramatized Sharon's changes. David Wade's scenic design is a wonder in the small space. There's a kitchen, a dining area, a garden spot, a staircase, two outside doors. It has to be seen to be believed. Both playwright Jen Silverman and director Daniela Wheelock are decades younger than Sharon and Robin. But the play and the production show that they clearly cared for these women and what Wheelock calls their storied lives. Cardinal's The Roommate in the Rose Fire Bay plays through February 22nd. Seat locations are on the tickets. You may find this review and a preview with director Daniela Wheelock at wfiu.org/arts. I'm George Walker.